Larry O'Connor is the founder and CEO of Otherworld Computing, which we all know as OWC. Founded in 1988, OWC is both a reseller and a developer, supporting all things Mac for more than 30 years. Hello, Larry. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Larry.
It is always fun chatting with you. And the thing that I want to talk to you about today is the new gear that Apple released this week and last week. I want to start with the MacBook Air. What's your impression?
It's, you know, I tell you, there's big pros, and the only disappointment, look, I love the machine, love that they went Retina, you know, the speed, and initially was a little, you know, concerned because I only saw the i5s, but now they've got, you know, all the models, you know, lined up, including i7, so lots of power, Retina display, that nice light form factor, but the only thing that's, you know, kind of disappointing is the 512 gigabyte storage limit. That they stopped it there. You know, that's the only negative that I really have to put out there.
But if you're editing media, do you really want to put the media on an internal drive? Because I know many shoots exceed multiple terabytes. Wouldn't you better off planning to use external media?
Oh, for sure. But the Air is not let's take a couple steps back. With Thunderbolt 3, this is the kind of system that when you're out in the field, use it for ingest, management. You know, we're processing email, relatively mundane tasks, you know, to say that you use a computer for. When you get back to the office, you know, plug in our dock, plug in our eGPU, and now you can turn it into a true workstation. It doesn't have, you know, super horsepower for doing that kind of work, you know, by itself. But with Thunderbolt 3, you can plug in the capabilities you need externally. So going back to the drive, with only a 512 gigabyte drive, you know, you kind of limit what you can actually carry around on it. That'd be my only disappointment.
For somebody that has a small project, is the Air fast enough to do 4K editing? Maybe not strong color grading, but can we edit 4K?
Not unless you put an eGPU on it. I mean, again, if you're on the road with it, you know, by itself, it's not going to be able to do what you need it to do. But you plug in an eGPU with like a Radeon 580 inside, you know, that's what our Helios certainly would support. Now you have the horsepower, the GPU capability to do that kind of editing. I mean, it's really going into this modular world where you've got a base system that you can take anywhere and do, you know, as you have your resources with you, and then you get to the office, you get home, you get to, you know, a base of operations where you can have additional hardware, and then via Thunderbolt 3, you plug in the extra capabilities.
Okay, well, that's the MacBook Air. Sounds like a very capable general-purpose computer. What about the iPads and the iPad Pros that they announced?
You know, that's, I mean, with Type-C, and I mean, you can plug a dock in, you know, the potential plugging storage in, and, you know, we all got to see what, you know, you could do with Photoshop and even the augmented or the virtual reality type for applications. It's a new age and, you know, new way, that's for sure. You know, I haven't personally played with the machines and played with the Adobe to see what the real nuts and bolts are there. But it's definitely a world where both laptops and tablets and everything is certainly the purpose, you know, what you need it for your output needs. It's, you know, certainly the options are becoming more interesting.
You know, something I read today that I just want to share with you. One of the things I learned, as you know, the iPad Pros moved from a Lightning connector to a USB-C, but the iPad does not support typical file transfers. You can't see the contents of an external drive connected to the iPad Pro. So for people that wanted to use the iPad as, say, like in a typical computer operation, we're not able to see files on external storage. I hope that that's something Apple fixes in the near future, because that would make it a whole lot more useful. Which gets me to the Mac Mini.
I want to say,
go ahead.
Just that, and let me go on. But there should, I mean, natively that should be supported. There's software, there's applications that allow you to do, in a kind of a clunky, I consider it clunky, but they exist now for the iPhones, you know, via Lightning storage, and they certainly, that transfers onto the Type-C. There are clunky ways to transfer data back and forth. But I agree 100% that Apple, it's not about fixing it. Apple just needs to come out and natively support it.
Especially when they were promoting it as a replacement for a typical laptop. This is your new computer kind of thing. It'd be nice to be able to access files stored externally.
Wouldn't it?
Which gets me to the thing that has me the most excited, which is the Mac Mini. What are your thoughts?
You know, again, I consider, you know, big step forward, you know, flash, you know, the huge thing up to 64 gigabytes of memory capability, which is huge, you know, for editing. And once again, it's a modular system. The built-in video doesn't give you a whole heck of a lot of capability for the higher-end video and then photography. But, you know, via Thunderbolt, and again, you plug in whatever you need today, you know, put a Helios FX on it, add the, with a GPU, now you have the horsepower to do that editing, and that's the cool thing. A year from now, when things change, there's a different codec, need more GPU capability, you know, you can add you replace that video card with a new video card, and that Mac Mini is still relevant. So a lot of horsepower packed in a really small device with, you know, flexibility built in. I mean, we'll call it future-proof, but it's pretty darn close, since GPUs are really where everything changes the most over the years. That's why Apple gets away with a system that doesn't change for, you know, 2-3 years sometimes. It's the GPU, especially when you plug in externally, where you get that, you know, those major leaps. So very, very cool, and about darn time that we have the ability to upgrade our own memory again, too.
Well, that gets me to an OWC-style question. You guys have been making add-on memory since the beginning of time. Can you upgrade a Mac Mini with more memory? Because I've been understanding it's a little bit trickier than just simply popping a cover off and sliding in some new RAM.
Yeah, they didn't leave it as quite as simple as the previous generation. Well, actually, go back 2 generations to get into and swap that memory out. But absolutely, it's user upgradable. And the memory kits that we offer, actually, everybody who ordered the initial solutions from us, we threw in the tools, and now coming online are available. You can buy the memory by itself or get the memory with a tool set, but we include the tools you need to get in there. And it's again, Apple didn't make it as easy as they could have, but it's certainly something that pretty much anybody can do. And if you start with 8 gigs at the factory, you know, it's $600 to go to 32 gigs. Factory-wise, it's $330 for an OWC kit to get to that same memory, and then you can even get another $30 back for the 8 gigs that's already in there. So big savings to upgrade it yourself. Well, certainly worth a little extra time after you get it.
For people that want to save money but don't feel comfortable moving the tools around themselves, could they send you the Mac Mini and have you guys do the upgrade?
You know, today there's so many great shops, you know, local around everybody. You could send it in to us. And, you know, if you go going back, you know, heck, 30 years, you know, we had people even with, you know, the chips you had to kind of give a little bend to and stick them in the sockets. It's a geez, can you pay to do it? You can. We really, I mean, it's one of those things where we almost don't feel comfortable saying yes to it, but if you're truly not comfortable, you know, doing the installation, you know, we can definitely work with you and a local provider to get that done locally. It's certainly, you know, you don't want to be without that machine. You know, you can send it in to us, and it's $99. We'll do the installation, but typically for that or less, you can get it done, you know, right in your own neighborhood. It's the Mac Mini is very easy to work on.
Well, let's talk more new products. OWC announced a whole bunch of new toys. What's stuff we should know about?
Geez, we got Thunderbay 6, you know, which kicks you up to 84 terabytes of total storage. Our new docks are rolling along. We have a 14-port Thunderbolt 3 dock. Envoy Pro, actually, I always like to talk about Envoy Pro. Actually, it just gets faster as the SSD generations come along. I always turn around and say, is there any particular product you're super excited about? All the stuff, you know, you can find. I mean, it's all... You know, with Thunderbolt 3 today, and again, you look at the new Mac Mini, we look at the MacBook Air, you know, it's really a future where, yes, you can buy, you know, that Pro system with all the capabilities built in, or for, you know, these much lower costs, you can buy a base system where you plug these things in externally. You know, Apple just, you know, started supporting the eGPUs thing. I'm coming back. I know this product's been shipping for a few months, but the Helios FX, you know, on top of a Mac Mini, on top of a MacBook Air, you know, here's a machine that's really a kind of a relatively speaking, it's a consumer, it's a relatively low end system capability wise, even with the processor. I mean, it can do great things, but you plug in an eGPU and now all of a sudden you can do AR, VR, you know, high end editing. And that's the same with the Mac Mini. And again, you have that future proof bit where you're not dependent on a GPU that's just built in and soldered inside the system. You get the GPU that you need today, and a year from now, you can get the GPU that's, you know, going to take you forward, you know, in the future as well.
So when does OWC have an eGPU?
We have it right now. Oh, you mean we do right now, the Helios FX. And, you know, it bundles up with for under $600. It bundles up with a Radeon 580, which is the same GPU that ships in the iMac Pro.
I missed the press release. What's it called?
Helios FX.
Cool. And for what would be the advantage of the OWCE GPU versus Blackmagic?
Well, it's a little bit lower cost, and we're dedicated on the eGPU side. So, you know, I guess the only other benefit potentially is, you know, slightly higher performance on the GPU. There's no overhead given to USB or any other functions. I'll be honest with you. I do like the Blackmagic product, but if you're just looking for pure graphics capability, you know, the Helios, that is all that it's focused upon.
Very cool. Larry, for people that want more information about the products, especially the eGPU that OWC offers, where can they go on the web?
Well, we can make it really, really simple now. They can go to OWC.com, which, you know, it's taken us 23 years to get that wrangled. But we now have OWC.com, and from OWC.com, you can check out OWC Digital or go straight to Mac Sales, where you can, on both sites, you can learn about the products and or buy the products and find
and
great places,
Larry,
great partners to support it.
And Larry O'Connor is the CEO of OWC. Larry, I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Larry. Appreciate it. Bye now.